सब है। हरे कृष्ण लेक्चर बाय हिज ग्रेस भक्ति विनोद प्रभु ऑन 23rd अगस्त। हरे कृष्ण।
इट ऑल कम्स बैक टू द अल्टीमेट पॉइंट। द अल्टीमेट पॉइंट इज द जीवास इन दिस वर्ल्ड आर फिश आउट ऑफ द वाटर। इट्स इम्पॉसिबल नो मैटर व्हाट पोजीशन दे गेन टू रिमेन हियर बिकॉज दिस इज अनकॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल पोजीशन। दिस पोजीशन इज adharmic. The moment the jiva takes a body, he is covered over by the three bones. Actually, there is a very interesting translation. If somebody can look at it for me, I'll be very glad. That it says, Prabhupada gives the example, somebody can see the index. Prabhupada gives the example of a salt mine. You see the index from the salt mine. I think it is the same translation in that only about the salt mine. It says if one falls into the salt mine, whichever way he turns, what taste he will get? Suppose he climbs up 50 feet, then what taste he will get? Salt mine is salt mine. He turns left, he turns right. He makes a team of people, individual, collective. That means family, enjoyment with family, enjoyment individually, enjoyment with the country, enjoyment with the humanity. So he tries all combinations of how to enjoy. So what that enjoyment is like? It is the same thing like salt. There is no real enjoyment. This is the real thing. The real thing. You see, even if you understand one point of Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada's request. Study my books diligently, scrutinizingly, in the company of devotees. Therefore, Prabhupada is so happy. He is so freely quoting from Srimad Madhvacharya, Yamanacharya, Jagadacharya, Vishnathakasi Thakur, Goswamis, Jiva Goswami. He is just full of quotes from so many devotees. That means Prabhupada is studying the Shastra in the company of exalted Vaishnavas. Therefore, he is able to clarify. He is able to. So, we also have to follow him. Basically, there are three things we have to do in studying books. Clarify. By clarifying, by understanding, like in Viti and Indra's case. Finally, Indra and Viti, they become friends. Viti wanted to kill Indra. And Indra wanted to destroy her pregnancy. Could it get any worse than that? Or could anybody get any worse than that? But what happened? Because Diti has performed some sacrifice towards Lord Vishnu, and Indra is always praying to Lord Vishnu. So because of that contact, that common point, both are purified. Diti gets purified and Indra gets purified. So when we study in the association of devotees, there is clarification, and if we have our own anathas, there is purification. Then as a result of clarification and purification, there is glorification. First we need clarification, so we study among the devotees, Prabhupada quoting different acharyas. He's clarifying so many things, he's quoting different people, he's giving their views. So, if we have any doubt, we need to study in the association of devotees. Therefore, we don't go outside the association of bona fide sampradaya. We don't go outside the association of authorized devotees. That is the only way, there is no other way. Sotriyam Brahma Vishtam. One who follows that, only something we can hear. So bona fide. Therefore Prabhupada, left and right, he criticized people who did not follow this process of studying the association of devotees. Therefore he established system, studying the association, his books. And his books, he widely quotes. You can see the index. Unlimited quotes. How the Supreme Lord, even though he has created the material world, how he doesn't get involved in the mess. But nothing can happen here. See, the father and mother cannot create a child. Even though the child comes due to his own karma, the child gets his body due to his own karma. But for the child even to come and have that karma, the Vishnu has to sanction. Even though he is bound by karma, he will have to take birth, but he cannot take birth unless Vishnu sanctions. But that doesn't mean Vishnu is putting him into that body. He is put into that body because of his karma. And the father and mother happen to have the right situation in which his karma can be supported. Let us say enjoy. But that cannot be done unless Vishnu approves it. Therefore, his Upadrishta Anumati. So, therefore, he is Savakarna Karma. It is said the Lord is like the thread that goes this way and that way. He's like that, this way and that way. And if there is any gap, he is there in that also. There is no space where there is no Lord, action is not taken. And yet he is not to be blamed. He is not responsible. But what's going on? Everybody, if they have the good fortune of coming in contact with Vishnu, in spite of all the problems, if they are in touch with Vishnu for what?
Even if Diti wanted to kill Indra, therefore he wanted to perform some sacrifice to Vishnu, the Vishnu accepts it. Ultimate point is somehow or other, sometimes we conduct this karma kanda, shraddha and all that. Vishnu is there in that also. That is meant for gradual elevation. Vishnu is in that also. Sarvam Vishnu Mayam Jagat. But Vishnu is not responsible for the activities done and the results. He is not responsible. That is your own desire. You are the cause of that. So, after clarifying, the devotee should become solidly situated. They get purified. So, what is the result of clarifying and purifying? They are able to glorify Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. To glorify, you must be free from anartha. Glorification is honest glorification, genuine glorification is very difficult. Very difficult. So actually you can see in the story, Indra is finally glorifying Vritrasura. He's glorifying. And in the case of Diti and Indra, Indra actually glorifies Diti. There's no other choice. We have no other activity except glorifying those who are self-realized soul. That's the only activity for a devotee. So every day we have Guru Puja to glorify. So we should not make it into a ritual. Every day we come on the darshan of the deities. That's not a ritual. It's a direct contact point. Just like you need some travel agent if you want to travel, if you want to take a world tour, you need to manage so many things to do that world tour. So many things have to be organized. And this world is only a small place. But if you want to get through the entire creation, you want to go back home, back to Godhead. How much preparation is required? If you are not so thoroughly focused on that, you may get deviated by something. Other things about these stories is that anyone in this world, no matter how exalted, he will commit some mistake. No matter, only Krishna is infallible. And if there are any other infallible souls, they are not here. They are with the Lord. Everybody is liable to four defects. And it can pop up any time, it can come any time. So therefore we should be forgiving. We should not be always in the mood of criticizing and finding fault. Because we are in the same salt mine. We are no different. We are in the same salt mine. We have our own problems. So therefore every day in the morning we remind ourselves about the aparad. We are telling each other these are the aparad. And yet we are paying obeisance to each other. We are reminding ourselves about all the aparads. And then we are offering obeisance. Hopefully we are also offering obeisance to great devotees, not to each other. So this is a process that goes on forever until we go back home and establish our constitutional position to serve the Lord. So someone becoming a demigod is, it's no big thing. Also, in our behavior, someone may not find fault, but someone else may find fault. So Lord Shiva and Chitraketu, somehow they were able to have a relationship in which it was not considered an offense by Lord Shiva. But we are considered an offense by Parvati. You know that famous verse, Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarcham. So actually Parvati becomes ashamed after that. But Parvati's point was, there are so many other exalted people, and they never made any criticism of Lord Shiva. You know the story of the washerman, the donkey and the dog? I'm sure you might know. So what happened? The washerman was not taking care of the dog properly. The dog was upset. So one day when a thief came, the dog was keeping quiet. The donkey was thought he is a self-appointed watchman. First he told the dog, "Hey, what are you doing? The thief has come." He told the dog, "Bark. Your malik is there, washerman is there, his clothes are being stolen and you are just keeping quiet. Bark," the donkey told. The dog said, "Mind your own business. Don't tell me what to do." The dog won't bark. Then Ass became very loyal to the master. Then he started opening his throat and he started making so much noise. Whether the thief went away or not, the washerman came and gave a lot of thunder to the Ass. In the middle of the night, "You are disturbing my sleep." The dog said, "See, Swadharmo Nidhanam Shreya Paradharmo Bhayam." So this world is full of traps, pitfalls, mines. This world is full of that. It's not possible to make it a convenient place for enjoyment. It's not possible. Therefore, we have that statement, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakale Ashant, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Shant. Prabhu, there is also another quote, verses quoted index. Usme Balo Mando Ye Sabha Mano Dharma. What is the beginning of that verse? Ye Balo Ye Mando. I think that's the beginning. Right? What is that? You see in the index. This is a quotation from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this world, this is auspicious, this is inauspicious. This is all just mental concoction. There's nothing really auspicious except pure devotional service. And pure devotional service is extremely rare. You got it? Thank you. Because of the actions of the Supreme Lord's external energy, the living entities are conditioned in contact with the material bodies. The dualities of happiness and distress, birth and death, curses and favors. Curses and favors. Curse is good or bad. Daksha was cursed by Narada. Narada was cursed by Daksha. So was it good or bad for Narada? It depends upon who you are. If you are a great soul, the curse is also a blessing. It is actually said when Parvati cursed Chitraketu to become a demon, so it was to cut short his life in material world. So after that he can go back. Interesting about something about Chitraketu is, like Jadabharat, he remembered his past. Even though he became a demon, he remembered his past. So curses are favors, like Parikshit was cursed. It's not a problem. So one need not be agitated. If one is properly situated, one need not be agitated by curses or also favors. It actually quickens. Curses and favors, dualities of happiness, distress, birth, death, curse and favors are natural byproduct of this contact in the material world. The happiness and distress of the material world of duality are both mistaken ideas. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 4.176, it is said, the distinction between happiness and distress in the material world of duality are simply mental concoctions. For the so-called happiness and distress are actually one and the same. They are like the happiness and distress in dreams. A sleeping man creates his happiness and distress by dreaming, although actually they have no existence. So, we can go on saying many things about how in the material world there is no much difference. One way, curses, favors, dualities. We can keep on talking about it. But the real thing is to become a pure devotee. A pure devotee of the Lord. So there is one quotation. Prabhupada takes one quotation from Madhvacharya. Very interesting quotation. About the rarity of devotional service, rarity of pure devotees. Nava Kotyastu Devanam. It's a quotation from a book called Tantra Bhagavata by Srila Madhvacharya. Nava Kotyeshu Devanam Rishaya Saptakotaya Narayanayanaya sarve ye kechit tat parayanaha. There are 90 million demigods and 70 million sages who are all called Narayanayana, the devotees of Lord Narayana. Among them only a few are called Narayana Parayana. The 90 million demigods, they are devotees of Narayana. There are 70 million sages, they are also devotees of Narayana. Among them, only a few are called Narayana Parayana. Narayanaya Deva, Rishi Adhyasa Tat Parayana, Brahmadaya Kechanaivasyu, Siddho Yogya Sukham Labhan. The difference between Siddhas and Narayana Parayana is that direct devotees are called Narayana Parayanas, whereas those who perform various types of mystic yoga are called Siddhas. That is the wonderful achievement. Among those who are devotees of the Lord, a few are very exalted. So this expression Narayana Parayana is the top class, top of the top devotees. So what we have to focus on in all these episodes, in all these, you know, kathas, we have to understand that our hope is that somehow or other we will follow a pure devotee. And we don't want to get distracted by material dualities, happiness and distress, honor and dishonor. This is the basic teaching, how to be established, tasya pragya pratishtita, how to be established in the transcendental consciousness. Otherwise, the waves of the material ocean, they keep on pushing one here and there. Can you get that salt mine thing again, Prabhu? That page, salt mine. So the waves keep pushing the... Like I said yesterday, this material world is a traffic jam. Why? I won't let you go. And that fellow says, I won't. What happens in the traffic jam? Is anybody allows anybody to move an inch? If there is an inch, he moves first. And he knows by doing that, the jam is going to get worse. Therefore, devotees, they do not get involved in this kind of a traffic jam. They remain aloof from it. That means they do not have bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami attitude. That creates the traffic jam. The material resembles waves of constantly flowing river. Therefore, what is a curse and what is a favor? What are the heavenly planets and what are the hellish planets? What is actually happiness and what is actually distress? Because the waves flow constantly, none of them has an eternal effect. So it quotes Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. Miche mayarvasi jaccha beche kaccha habo dububai. My dear living entities in the material world, why are you being carried away by the waves of the modes of material nature? Jiva Krishna Das, Evishwas, Karaletar, Dukkanai. If the living entity tries to understand that he is eternal servant of Krishna, there will no longer be misery for him. Krishna wants us to give up all other engagements and surrender unto him. All other engagements, what does that mean? Including so-called dharma, following the dharma, Varnashram dharma. So many dharmas are there. So he says, sarva dharma and parityacha. All other engagements and surrender, if we do so, where will the cause and effect of this material world be? Then there is no cause and effect. Adaschodga moolam. It comes to asanga shastrena didena chitva. It comes to that. Srila Vishnath Thakur says in this regard that being put in this material world is like being thrown into the mine of salt. So Narayana Parayana, when he becomes Krishna conscious, is no longer concerned with various conditions of this material world. He is not concerned with happiness or distress, curses or favors, heavenly or hellish planets. He sees no distinction between them. So, the jivas are responsible for their current situation. It may seem that there is adhyatmik, adhidevik, adhibhautik things that is troubling us. But we are open to that because of our accepting the body. And accepting the body is due to our previous ignorant, passionate activity. That is why we accepted the body. So it doesn't matter you are in which position. You see, in the material world, everybody wants to think that if I do this by this effort, and because we believe in karma mimamsa, even though karma mimamsa is not the absolute truth, karma mimamsa means mundane logic. Karma mimamsa means mundane logic. If I don't study, I won't get a job. If I don't get a job, I won't have money. If I don't have money, I cannot be happy. Is this logical or not? Why people are going for education? Even in the villages, there are so many convent schools, English medium schools, so many things are coming. Sarva Siksha Abhiyan. It is an offense if a child is not sent to school, but if he is asked to work, it is a crime. Sounds very good. If you don't send the child to school, it's a crime. When you send the child to school and he gets educated and he grows up, he also becomes a criminal. He is not free from committing crime because of the education. In this world, everybody is committing some kind of offense. The first offense is not to surrender to the Lord. From that offense, all other offenses follow. So this idea that somebody gets good education, good school, gets a job and then he is happy, it's only karma mimamsa. But the transcendental Lord is not bound by mundane logic. Exactly this is what Chitraketu is telling Indra. Just pick up that Vajrayuda and start fighting. Don't feel you are defeated. If the Supreme Lord wants to give you victory, He can give you victory. If He wants you to be defeated, you will be defeated. But don't give up your determination. You fight with determination. The result is in the hands of the Lord. Same thing Krishna told Arjuna. Don't worry. Victory and loss, don't worry about that. But afterwards he actually gives Arjuna the assurance, I have killed all these people. So we have to be very positive, very optimistic. Who would have believed that Krishna consciousness can spread all over the world? Who would have believed it? It's an amazing thing. You see, what is material world? Material world means defiance of authority. It has nothing but the basis of the material world is defiance of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. That is what material world is. And how this material world expands and continues? It is with the contact of the imaginary Purusha with an imaginary Prakriti. That means the idea of being a male and the idea of being a female. There is an original male and original female. But in this world, the idea of being a male and a female is simply the cause of more and more expansion of these material waves. Therefore, even if one wants to engage in material activities, but if he wants to go back home, back to Godhead, he is obviously engaging in material activities, but he has intention to go back home, back to Godhead. So to even to engage in that material activity, he must have permission from an authority, a spiritual authority. So Krishna has said, Chaturvarnya Maya Srishtam. So Grihastha Ashrama is there, Sannyas Ashrama is there. But one cannot whimsically take sannyas. Phalgu Vairagya. Similarly, one cannot just make up my mind all of a sudden, okay, now I want to be a Grihastha. Nothing is, you are not free to do anything. You may have a desire, but that desire has to be channelized. Otherwise, it simply expands the material creation, material energy. It just keeps on expanding, expanding. You see, so much of construction, so many colonies, you know, so people actually think it is growth. It's not real growth. If cancer cells grow in your body, that's also growth, isn't it? If the cancer cells grow in your body, or there are some cells that eat up the hemoglobin, you lose your hemoglobin and some other cells expand in your blood, leukemia, you get that disease. That is also growth. Therefore, Prabhupada says economic development is the growth of cancer. Economic development is like growth of cancer. Because it is going to kill your soul. So people are totally lost in this economic development. They are mad. We are afraid to speak to them. And they have such wonderful glorification of people who expand the material, you know, facilities, and so they actually become celebrities. They become Mahajan. They become Shrestha. And we are wondering, what am I doing here? Am I lost? Many parents, even though they may have Krishna consciousness, but in the heart of heart they are thinking, oh, what about my child's material happiness? What about his facilities? What about his job? What about his marriage? What about his property? What about his this? What about his that? That is there inside eating up their heart. Why? They don't think Krishna is the cause of the child's birth. Meaning, even though he is born because of his karma, that cannot take place unless Krishna permits. So Krishna is, they don't consider Krishna as the root cause. They think, I am the father and mother, so I have to look after this. Mama Maya Duratyaya. Like I told you yesterday, yeah, I don't know whether I told you or not, but I told in some place, that what was the good thing that Prabhupada discovered about hippies? They didn't worry about their parents, and their parents didn't worry about them. So Prabhupada said, okay, these are the best candidates. Because they are not worrying about their parents and their parents are not worrying about them. It became such an ideal situation. Most of them who had a little sense, little intelligence, they just adopted this very seriously. Compared to, I mean, I must tell you this, you people have so much of study, so much of classes, you know, you got all the books, you got temples, you got... What did they have? But they stuck to Krishna consciousness is only because simply they accepted Prabhupada. That's all. We don't know how it happened. But they simply accepted Prabhupada. And they worked very, very hard. Very, very hard. Satsurup Maharaj, at least 3 times he asked Prabhupada, can I leave my job? At least 3 times, maybe more. Prabhupada said no. He thought to devotee means you should fully focus. And he had full responsibility. He was running a temple, he was managing a press. He had full responsibility and still he had to go to work. Because Prabhupada wanted him to work. He was at least Prabhupada Parayana. We don't know if he was Narayana Parayana, but he was definitely Prabhupada Parayana. He had nothing else other than Prabhupada's interest. So there were devotees like that. Actually, it seems that once there was a discussion that Janaki Vallabh Podar, that Kalyan Kalpatar Gorakhpur, Hanuman Prasad. So it seems there was a conversation in his room with some people. So somebody mentioned that this Hare Krishna movement is growing like anything. What is the secret behind it? Why it is growing like this? What is the secret behind it? Prabhupada met him. He gave some money also for Prabhupada, 4,000 rupees to print some Bhagavad Gita or something, Bhagavatam or something like that. So they knew each other and Prabhupada was also appreciative of him. So they asked him, how can it grow like this with Westerners and that? He said, because they have such great loyalty to their Guru. Guru Nishtha. Such great loyalty to their Guru. And then another point came up in the conversation. Then he said, let us wait and see. After His Divine Grace leaves, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada leaves, let us see then what happens to the movement. What is that? Now they are all very loyally working too, and then it is growing. Now we will see when he leaves, then we will see what happens to the movement. And somebody heard this and they came and told Prabhupada. This conversation was going on. And they were telling Prabhupada, after you leave, we will see what happens in this movement. You know what was Prabhupada's response? Amazing response. What's his name? Hanuman Prasad Podar. Prabhupada said, that is not a statement by Hanuman Prasad Podar. No, that is not a statement by Hanuman Prasad Podar. That's a statement by Krishna. Krishna is giving you a warning. What? Krishna is giving you a warning. Be careful. So after I leave, don't make a mess. He said, it's a warning to you. Don't make a mess. So that Guru Nishtha must be there continuously. That is the unifying force. Individually different, just like different political parties may have different agenda, but no political party has a right to damage the country. No political party can create disturbance to the country. They can have individual identity, individual program, they can do many things individually, but they cannot disturb the whole. So similarly, we may have many activities in Krishna consciousness, but our activities and our desires, they cannot bring any problem to the society. They cannot bring any problem to the movement. So everybody has to be careful about how he is performing, what he desires. But it has to have a wholesome health for the movement. No matter how much you are interested in what you want to do, that should be tempered, that should be adjusted to the goodness, to the interest of the movement. So our hope is that we will follow Srila Prabhupada, who is representing all the acharyas and who is clarifying, who is purifying the atmosphere and who is showing us how to glorify. Sri Vigrahara Dana Nityanana Shringaratan Mandira Mandira. So every day we should consider as a special gift. Every day is a special gift. It is not that another day, okay, you know, another Monday, another Tuesday, another Wednesday, another... Every day is special. He has founded this miraculous, they say as oasis in the desert, a miraculous thing he has brought out. You should become very conscious of that. They say first become conscious, then you become Krishna conscious. First you become conscious, then you become Krishna conscious. So we should become conscious. We are in a temple. You know, we are given the facilities, how to understand who we are, what is the goal of life, what are the problems and obstacles, how to tolerate them, how to overcome them, how to work together. All those things we have to understand. Unless we do that, our position cannot be safe and our contribution cannot be full. So individually we all have to focus on our consciousness. Why I am here? What am I doing here? So like that. So I'll stop here because there are many other things that has to take place immediately. So unless you have a really a genuine serious question.
In your session you said about we have to understand the basic principle behind the story is not ask why this event took place by it. But still I had a question related to the basic storyline that is flowing. So in the presently Indra has now killed Vrindasava. But it's a mystery to understand why the great sages like Marichi, Muni and others, they instigated Indra to commit this sin. I would say on the strength of a sacrifice that is not done. So why would such great sages inspire Indra to do such a...
They are all moved by Krishna's will. Everybody is moved by Krishna's will. I give that example. No, even though your father, mother, they think they have produced the child. That is only a superficial understanding. There are many couples, husband and wife, they may not have children. This is the whole point of the thing. I told you like a fiber, horizontal, vertical fiber, everything is under Krishna's control. But Krishna is not responsible. For the sages advising Indra, for Indra to kill Vrtasura and then to suffer the sinful reaction, Krishna is not in this sequence. But this sequence cannot happen without him. Just like a director may direct a drama, but he may not have any role in it. A director can direct a drama and so many things can happen, but the director may not have any role in the drama. Just like a judge may give punishment or a judge may give reward, is the judge involved in that? Personally? Is the government involved in that personally? No. Government is not involved in somebody being punished and somebody being rewarded. The judge is not involved in somebody being punished. But without the government, without the judge, court cannot work. Without the government and without the judge, there is no court. But what happens in the court is not the personal wish of the judge or personal wish of the government.
Thank you very much, Roger. Another also, it's a little confusing to make out what, okay, Indra considered, Indra committed that sin and he earlier killed Vishwarupa. But when these sages, their activity was inspiring Indra to commit such an activity, was it good or bad?
We just said no, there is no good, no bad. This is how we get lost. Ye balo, ye mando. This is auspicious, this is inauspicious. This is the biggest trap. And because of this trap, economic development becomes more important than spiritual development. Spiritual development gets neglected. Because of the duality. Indra was so prosperous, so opulent, but he was not peaceful. He was not happy. He was considered more like a criminal. What is the use of that economic prosperity and development? That's the whole point. Indra was suffering. No peace of mind. He felt like a criminal. What is the use of being Indra and feeling like that? What is the use of that opulence here? This is the last question.
What would be the right action for Indra? Because on one side he had a duty to perform to protect all the demigods, and on the other side he cannot kill up the Vritasura also. So what would be the right action for Indra?
At least he did one thing right. He remembered Krishna. He remembered Krishna. He did one thing right. If you would continuously remember Krishna, he will become Narayana Parayana. Otherwise he will remain Indra. The idea is that everybody should... This is the rule and all other rules are subservient to this rule. What is that rule? Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna, but you be independent. No. Meaning of always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna means you become dependent on Krishna. So don't act on your own. What is the meaning of always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna? You always remember Krishna. It is like telling a thief, telling, oh, I always remember the police and the court and the prison. But I continue to do my thing. So what is the use of you remembering the court, the prison and the judge, but you continue to steal? Oh, I'm always, I know most of the police officers in this area. What? I also have their mobile number. What? I also know where they will put me when they arrest me. It's like saying you have more or less he's got a setup with the police. Purpose of remembering Krishna, not forgetting Krishna, is so that you get free from that duality. Our desires are the cause of our material existence. So our desire is dovetailed with Krishna's desire. Then it is non-reactive. Your desire cannot cause reaction. It's non-reactive. So that desire is called purified desire. So even if you are engaged in, just like Prahlad Maharaj was asked to get married, Prevrata was asked to get married, but they were not interested in getting married because Narada told him, no, don't get involved in this. But they got married. But they got married under the higher authority. Even though it is material life, to think about wife and children, material life. But because they were not inclined, they did it to please the higher authority, it is non-reactive. It doesn't produce results. That is a basic teaching in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna gives five steps, no? First he says, Manmana Bhava, fix your mind upon me. If you can't do that, at least follow the regulative principles. If you cannot follow the regulative principles, at least do meditation. You know, things like that. Or at least don't look for the result. Or offer the result to me. Or at least work for me. So he says many different things. But what is the highest? Don't deviate from my thought. Only work, only engage your senses in my service. Rishikesha, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. We have to constantly remember, that's all. So therefore Prabhupada created this society, he gave us some rules and regulations, some work to do, some system to follow, this and that. Therefore we have to be careful to follow them, not neglect them. Should not neglect them. Niyamagraha. What? Niyama agraha, not to follow. Niyama agraha, to force it upon someone. Sometimes one does not follow, but one forces another. That should not be the case. One should follow properly, and if others don't follow, one should encourage them. Okay. Aage se, teach se kar. That is the purpose of leadership. Leadership is there to encourage everybody and engage everybody. Slowly, according to their capacity, bring them up to a level where they can, on their own, they can spontaneously perform devotional service. Just like parents want their children to be financially, you know, self-sufficient, you know, grown up, they take care of themselves. That's the parent's anxiety, when my child will grow and be, you know, self-sufficient financially, take care of himself. So like that in spiritual life, when we will grow up and do spontaneous devotional service and be an example and encourage others to do that, so it spreads everywhere. So many things depends upon our becoming qualified and eligible. So we are trying to do that. So and the authorities help us. Therefore we cooperate with the authorities. But that is not just morning program and evening program. In between also there is some time. And that is not some void. After 10 o'clock, people have to attend meeting and do things, so many things. It's not a void after 10 and, you know, before 8, it's a total void. No. There are many engagements. Prabhupada showed how to do it. He was doing it. He had 100 million things to do. In fact, he was under so much pressure, he said, I don't want to do management. Let me just write the book. He was so enthusiastic at that age. Who had a vision? He had the vision. Anyway, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.